Happy New Year from Public Words Project. New year, new adventures, new money, new excitement, new podcasts, new everything. I know it's one night to the next, but it's an end of one year and the start of another one. So I wish you all the best and most positive and prosperous dreams, aspirations, and goals achieved this year. I'm talking to you this New Year's day because I want to let you know I'm going to be sharing some mini episodes with you guys in the next couple of weeks. I'm trying something different. We had a wonderful trip up to San Francisco where we met with Commissioner Shorter, got to have our picture taken with the wonderful, brilliant Mayor London Breed up in San Francisco. And we also met Jo Bell, the fantastic young woman who's an entrepreneur with a company called Humanity. Dr. Parker, Dr. Wilson, and myself all went up there. We powwowed. You guys heard a little bit of it. With that being shared, I just want to let you know I had the different people in the group interview each other. So I'll be sharing those with you guys again in the next few weeks. I'm going to launch one today, or tonight, I should say. It's only going to be about 9-10 minutes. Dr. Parker actually interviews Jo Bell, and I just want you to get a different perspective. I think I'm pretty smart, pretty wise, but it's always great to have another perspective, another point of view. Makes our experiences richer and widens our scope. So please enjoy them. And again, Happy New Year. And keep listening to Public Words Project. We really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. So Jo Bell, it's been such a pleasure just finally meeting you in person. You know, you're a real person. You're not an avatar. You know? Yeah. You're a real Likewise. Person. And so I know that you've provided this answer to one of my students before, but you're in a younger generation. You're part of the millennial crowd. Yeah. And we're in a phase, we're in a society now where it's harder for us as millennials and young folks to do what our parents did, right? You know, gone are the days when we can work the same job at the same company and retire, right? It's harder for us to save. It's harder for us to take on home ownership and do all these things. And so the idea of being entrepreneurial, where you had to get out there and take risks and to be on your own, you know, and to be isolated sometimes or a lot of times, and to hustle, right? And you have to endure these moments and even phases of instability. It can be really daunting, right? So as a young person, what would you say to those who want to be entrepreneurial?
I think the millennial generation is at a space in a very unique time right now because we're the most resourceful generation right now. We have access to anything we want to access online. If I want to learn how to start a business, I could YouTube it. If I want to learn how to start a business, I could search someone on LinkedIn, send them a message, and ask them how they did it. Whereas our parents' generation didn't really have that. They were super old school. They had to go into a library or still run on the people system, right? Like hear about somebody doing this, hear about somebody do that, where now we're all kind of really connected. So it's to utilize this technology that we have and these resources that we have to really kind of make a difference in the world and go after your dream, because it is a luxury. We don't need all these tools, but we have it. So let's take advantage of it versus kind of flexing the coolest car that we have, or like showing these like materialistic surface level kind of dynamic to use this kind of technology, because we can use it to change the world. I mean, that's why we're sitting here today, is because we all got connected through technology. And I think that's what's going on in the younger generation, is that they don't realize the power they have in their hands, right? So it's like my little sister, she's 18. My brother's 23. They're both in college, and the way I see them do homework with their friends, I didn't have that. Like, they're on Google Drive, on Google Document, and they're all writing the same essay at the same time, five of them. They don't have to no longer be in the same space. You know what I mean? Like, whereas I had to meet my friends and, like, have coffee and, like, sit, whereas, like, they can sit in their bed and just everybody write ideas and then everyone edits it and blends it together.
Right.
Or my brother, for example, he takes an online quiz, he Googles all the answers. I mean, this is this generation, but they're very innovative, they're very resourceful. Mm-hmm. They know how to find the answer fast. Mm-hmm. They know how to kind of look things up that interest them. Mm-hmm. So how do we use that power and how do we use those resources to kind of make a difference in the planet? Mm-hmm. To make your dreams come true.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's another question. So how do you overcome the frustrations that are just natural of being part of an entrepreneur?
Say that again, sorry.
So how do you overcome the frustration that's just a natural part of the entrepreneurial process?
You have to know your why. You have to know your purpose. I mean, you have to have clarity of why you're doing this, because any sane person would not take this journey. It's very hard. I mean, it's very hard. It gets very lonely. There's like roller coaster rides. It's a roller coaster ride. But your passion and your purpose has to be bigger than the trivial stuff. And you really have to be clear on that. That's why they always say, know what your why is. Because when you wake up and you're like, I don't want to do this, I want to lay in bed all day, nobody's going to track you. I mean, you have to really know the importance of why you want to do this and why it means a lot to you. I want to be free. I want to be financially independent. I want to retire my mom because she worked hard for me to like live this life. I want to
buy strangers' lunches.
Yeah, I want to buy strangers' lunches. I want to uplift humanity, you know? I want to, like, I always have to come back to this. Yeah.
Excellent. I love that. I don't know what. So, you describe yourself as an introvert.
Yeah.
Yeah. But part of being entrepreneurial and successful is being able to network.
Yeah.
Right? It is being able to reach out to people. So how do you balance that with being an introvert, but also knowing that building your social capital is critical?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I'm a natural introvert, but I have extroverted qualities, which is awesome. But I think when you really know what you want to do and you're at a space where you realize that business and starting anything is about building relationships with people and finding like-minded people to kind of support you, you find that you find a kind of comfort in being uncomfortable. I mean, that's the process that happened with me, is that I realized I wasn't getting the results I wanted, and I realized it's because I need people. I can't do this on my own. So we have to communicate that. I kind of had to build up the courage to kind of put myself out there and kind of meet people and kind of talk in front of people and tell them my crazy idea. That's the only way there is to do it, and we've seen it over time. We've seen it over history. I mean, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and the guy was talking about Martin Luther King. He didn't go around telling people how he was going to do this. He went around telling people his vision, his dream. He wasn't saying, this is the plan, how I'm going to do it. He was literally just picturing and talking about this future that he dreamt of, something so simple. And everybody else that believed that joined him, right? So it's like, you're not going to get those people if you don't speak up, if you don't build up the courage to do that. And that's why I think they say like 90% of startups and businesses end up failing every year, because it is hard.
Right, it is.
So, but if you have that support system and people to back you up, it makes it easier. And you realize that after some time. And for me, it's like in the beginning of this journey, I'm a control freak. I want to do everything on my own. I don't like trust people to do things, but I had to learn how to do that, right? Like, nothing is ever done just by one person.
And actually, that's a great leadership quality. And I'm an introvert too, and I'm very happy with being in the background. And sometimes that's not synonymous with leadership. But how do you see yourself as a leader?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. I mean, I think with my experience the last 3 years is I don't think leaders are people that kind of tell you what to do. Leaders are kind of people that bring you along with this vision, right, and join this ride. And for me, it wasn't really about being in control of people. It was about telling people my story and having them believe that and then have them come with me through this journey as an individual. So I see myself as a leader by doing just that, right, like rounding up the troops, being inspiring, seeing the good and the skills that they have that they think they don't have, right. And I guess just creating more leaders, right, and not a follower, but like for me it's like really about creating more leaders and having people feel empowered as who they are.
So is that kind of how you approach managing your team as well?
Definitely. I mean, we bring them in, I tell them like, you're not my employee, like you're part of this team that's going to make a difference in this world. Like I wouldn't want to be working with someone that thought of me as their employee or their B worker, right? It's like we're doing this together. We're doing this together. And I feel like that's the way I'm leading the team and like the vision I have for like my business as we are growing is that, yeah, like we're all working together. I mean, there's not really kind of like micromanaging or different levels. Like we're all kind of equal, and that's how I want to work, and that's how if I were ever to get a job again, I would only work for a company like that.
Right. Cool.